Hello, and welcome to Legends of the Brave and the Bold. I'm your host, Stephen C. Phillips, and joining me is TFT1 Mike.
You almost forgot your name, didn't you?
No, I was trying to think if I wanted to change the middle part to something else for the show, but because I still use Megatron and all things Transformers, and
I would hope so. I mean, it's a Transformers podcast.
And I don't use the moniker in Altered Geek anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Almost thinking about dubbing myself as the Altered Geek. So, but anyways, yeah, there's some interesting stuff going on with the CW universe as well as other stuff in the DC universe. Specifically, one bit of thing that caught my eye yesterday was Scooby-Doo and Batman and the Brave and the Bold.
Yeah.
Trailer, which looks like it could be interesting, kind of like a throwback to the old 70s
yep.
Batman stuff. So it's probably the best they're going to get without having Adam West.
Yeah, probably.
So it's very fitting that they chose that specific Batman to play in that.
Technically, I think I could be wrong. Doesn't Ralph Garman do a good Adam West impression?
I'm not sure.
I mean, like, I remember when I used to listen to Fat Man on Batman and all that Kevin Smith crap, that Ralph Garman had said that, you know, he had hung out with Adam West. He was, you know, his biographer or something. He said something about spending time with Adam West, and I could have sworn that he had also said that he could mimic the guy. So if Ralph Garman can do a good Adam West, like, sure, fine, why not?
But if you know, they're not going that route, to have a classic-sounding or looking Batman, I'm fine with Diedrich Bader's rendition.
Friggin' Oswald.
Yeah, whatever.
I know.
It was so many years ago.
It doesn't matter.
So anyways, and then the other thing is... And I know this really doesn't cover much of Gotham because it's kind of all over the place, but they're replacing the actress for Poison Ivy yet again.
Again? Really? Seriously?
Yeah, they changed... I got why they age progressed the other chick, because she was way too young.
And
there was no way that she was going to pull off a believable Ivy. So
yeah, no.
They replaced her, and they put this, you know, fiery redheaded chick in Maggie Gyllenhaal or something like that in her place, and now they've replaced her with the chick that plays it's Peyton List.
Oh wow!
From
Disney Channel?
No, nope. There's two different Peyton Lists.
Oh, the other one. Okay.
Yep, the other one, which was on the other CW show. What was it? It was based on the movie. It's where the dad, where they used the box to kind of go back and forth and communicate
Doctor
crimes.
Doctor Who?
No, it's they communicate crimes back and forth through an old ham radio.
Oh, frequency.
Yes, I. For whatever reason, blanked on the title, but she was the Jim Caviezel type character in that show,
and
she's also played Captain Cold's sister in The Flash.
Really? Oh, okay.
And Holy she flyer. Was also
okay.
Yep. And then she was also on the.
All right, I don't mind that casting now that I know who it is. I mean, I like the other chick. That was fine, but having she's not currently doing anything on Flash or any of the CW stuff.
Well, her show got canceled, so that was kind of.
No. What I'm saying is, Golden Glider is not anywhere in the Flash or any of the CW stuff. So sure, why not put that actress on Gotham as another classic character? That works.
So yeah, they're gonna have Poison Ivy go through another transformation.
I see Gotham come up in my Hulu thing, and I'm like, I just can't.
This season's actually really good. I know I keep, like, each season seems to top the previous one.
Yeah.
And kind of ground it a little bit more. And it's less of a horror freak show and more of a, like, now granted, the Professor Pig episode, creepy, 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 creepy. Did not watch most of it because I just couldn't. but overall, the series has been really good this season. But we're not here to talk about Gotham.
Hell no.
Let's talk about Supergirl.
Yeah. Oh boy, Supergirl. No. Season 3 is my least favorite season so far.
I will say last night's episode, because the week before we had John Jones' father show up, which was Carl Lumley, which was great. And then we have Supergirl being told, because she's being praised as a god in this particular episode, that she's this particular person that's created this religion around her and have everybody praying to her. He's said that, you know, that night that she saved him on the airplane, which was the first night that she debuted as Supergirl, she had a different, like, a peaceful look in her eyes and had purpose, and now she's kind of all over the place and lost and kind of brought it. So I think after this point we should be getting, like, more of the season one tone of Supergirl's kind of lighthearted nature, because we've been getting that kind of with Oliver, and we've been getting that with
Barry,
with Barry, with the Legends. So I mean, I think that we're starting to see, like, a lighter DC universe on the CW, which is actually kind of refreshing.
Let's hope so, because the Faithful episode, like, I swear, when she got poisoned by the kryptonite thing in the nuclear, whatever the hell it is, the little thing, I'm like, oh, okay, so she's not going to be, I know where this episode's going to go, Clark's going to come in, he's going to save the day, and I'm very thankful that I was wrong about that. I don't know how often they're going to use
I don't think they're Superman. Planning on having him in this season at all.
Okay, well, and that's fine. I'm just saying, like, he debuted last season in the first episode, and that was fine. I love that episode. I loved when he came back in the second season, the various episodes he came back in. But there are just moments in Supergirl where I'm like, oh, crap, she can't do it. So guess what? You know, Jimmy, get your signal watch ready or something.
Well, she didn't do it. Her sister did it.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying, it looked like at first, before Alex jumped in, that it was going to be, oh, here comes my cousin.
So, kind of moving over to The Flash.
Oh boy, Flash is really good.
Yeah, especially once they got past that first episode hump. They seem to have just jumped right back into it full force. It's fun. They got Harry back in it, who's having issues. But it's nice seeing him back a part of the team.
Yep. Latest episode is Luck Be a Lady, about, not about a particle accelerator explosion meta. It's about when Barry came back from the Speed Force and a whole busload of metas was created by Barry. You know, this almost mirrors, You Made Me. You Made Me First. Oh, Batman 89. I liked the episode. I think it was really fun. I think what was so fun about the last couple of episodes is the whole Barry and Iris in therapy thing. That was hilarious.
I didn't really care for that, but I think it was funny. Probably the best part was the, you're going to write that down, aren't you? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and then Joe having to get his house fixed.
Yeah. Yep. With The Flash, the next couple of episodes, this week we're going to get Elongated Journey into Night, so we're getting Elongated Man. Next week, November 7th, we're getting Girls Night Out, and then the week after that, November 14th, When Harry Met Harry. So another version of Harry, I guess, is coming.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we're going to get the crossover Harrison Wells.
Probably.
I'm wondering if it's going to be that one from the Earth 10, from the Crisis episode that's coming up. And I'm thinking that he's going to kind of play coy, like, oh yeah, blah, 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 and then just kind of infiltrate him, and then he's going to reveal himself in the Crisis as the Reverse Flash of Earth 10.
According to my sources that I have here, episode 8 of Flash is going to be continuing the crossover event Crisis on Earth X, which will begin on Supergirl season 3 episode 8, followed by Arrow season 6 episode 8, and conclude on Legends of Tomorrow season 3 episode 8. And apparently also Kevin Smith will be back to direct an episode of The Flash. God, help us, please.
Well, did you know that Jason Mewes is going to be one of the criminals on one of the shows? Or...
Oh, God. I'm so over Smith and all of that. Like, I we've said this on other shows.
Well, he's kind of an over-glorified geek at this point that's getting to play in the candy stand, so it's...
Yeah.
He's doing what we wish, and that's kind of why we're kind of like, most of his stuff doesn't really go over all that well anymore, but he knows comics, and so they're like, hey, come on over.
On Legends, we had Freak Show, which was the circus episode, the P.T. Barnum circus episode. I like that one.
I don't like clowns.
Oh, you do too like clowns.
No, I was saying Heatwave.
Oh, Heatwave. Oh, okay, yeah, Heatwave. Yeah, that's very true.
He's like, I don't like clowns.
Burn them all.
And then he just throws them. And it's funny how that whole episode transpires. And then Stein kind of goes over to Jax, and that's why they get to escape.
Yep.
So.
And then the next episode was Zari, which is another totem carrying. Like, we finally get the whole thing of what's going on with Amaya and all that, and what's going on with her totem. So it's basically an Amaya-centric episode. Absolutely love that.
Well, Amaya is going to be more central to the show and kind of figuring out where she fits. And the interesting thing is that she came from a little bit in the future.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit different. Instead of taking from the past and the present, and then they get somebody from the future, and they're running from Argus in that timeline, where superheroes are outlawed.
That's very true, yeah. With Legends, we've got the next episode is Phone Home. So everybody get your ET stuff ready.
Yeah, because you're going to see one of the... one of the creatures from the last crossover.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's what's going to be going against Brandon Routh's younger character.
Right, that's right. Yeah. After that, we have Return of the Mac, and I'm thinking, hey, Mac the Knife. Obviously not. For some odd reason, episode 6 on this source that I have is titled Helen Hunt. So I guess maybe Helen Hunt is going to guest star in that episode. No. I don't know. And then Welcome to the Jungle is episode 7, and then the crossover is episode 8. And according to this, November 28th, which is the end of the month in November, that will be, it's looking like that's going to be, the crossover is going to be the end for the year. 2017 for the shows.
So what do you think about the departure of Wally West
on Flash?
Yes,
if he goes over to Legends, that'd be fine. That'd be cool. I think that would be fun.
I think that's where he should go.
Yeah, I think that's where he should go. I don't know if that's where he will go. Like, I don't know if it's the thing with the actor or something, or if it's just a character thing that they're working on doing something different with him, like I said, on another show or something, but on another CW superhero show. He hasn't, so far in Flash, Wally hasn't, like, I originally thought, okay, so you look at the first episode of Flash, which we did in the first episode of Legends of the Brave and the Bold. It kind of starts off with Wally kicking ass, Iris running the team, that kind of thing. So I'm thinking, okay, we're going to get, 3, 4, 5, 6 episodes, however many it is, before Barry comes back. Nope! Barry comes back very first episode. And I'm like, great. So Wally's just a 5th or a 6th or a 7th wheel? Really? Come on.
Well, I'm not surprised that Wally's that far down on the pole, because there's a lot of other characters, and he's not the fastest man alive.
No, he's not.
And so, like, I kind of get it. At the same time, I think they should have left Barry gone for at least two episodes and then had him come back. But immediately they kind of started off with like, oh, 6 months later. So you never get to really see anything that happened prior that. So, I mean, Wally's been the Flash for 6 months, but it's still not the same. And so I think that he would be best moving to Legends because I think they could use the help of a speedster.
Absolutely.
And it would help to refine him because all the Legends individually were terrible on their own. And they needed somebody that knew what they were doing. And so that's the meshing as a team kind of, I think he could thrive over there, especially with Stein leaving the show.
Yeah, very true.
So I think that if that happens, then Jax may leave the show as well.
I hope not.
I hope not. I hope they find they may, because they've insinuated that Ray and Jax are working on something, which may mean that Ray may have figured out a way to essentially siphon the Firestorm power out of Stein.
Yeah.
And to live a normal life and to allow Jax to just power up. But even then, they'll still be kind of short. So I could see them getting Wally. And then there's, you know, of course, on Supergirl, you get the first kind of look of Rain.
Yeah.
Which is like the anti-Supergirl.
I guess.
But I guess she's supposed to be like kind of a villain, but not by choice. Like it's one of those mystical takeover type things.
Yeah. And that...
Which they're going to redeem her by the end of the season. They've kind of let that...
I'm sure, but, like, that to me is just, like, so boring. Like, I remember first episode we did, I'm like, oh, well, this, and this. No, like, at this point, it's back to Legends, Flash, Arrow. Like, Supergirl is still last on my list right now. Like, God, I'm so bored with Supergirl. It's so predictable. Like this last episode, every little thing she was going to do, I'm like, and she's going to do that, and she's going to do that, and she's going to do that, and series canceled. Oh wait, that's your job.
Yeah,
jerk.
I haven't called that yet.
Yeah, no, not yet.
And then you get on Arrow, you've got Diggle that's addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
By the end of the episode, like he's shooting up so that he doesn't have that post-traumatic stress. While he's playing Green Arrow.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens. I mean, there's a lot that can happen before the mid-season, and Oliver's going to end up back in the suit by mid-season.
I would hope so.
Well, there's already been shots of him dressed as the Green Arrow, so...
Yeah, and that's
this
fine.
Thing with Diggle, I think, is going to last another, like, two episodes, and then Oliver's going to be like, look, dude, you've got some serious issues you've got to get taken care of.
Yeah.
Give me the suit.
Yep.
So it's going to be difficult to see what exactly happens from here on out.
Yeah.
But I've been enjoying Arrow a little bit more this season as opposed to the last two.
Oh, I have too. I mean,
it's been actually pretty solid in giving new dynamics to everyone.
And the other thing about Arrow Season 6 so far, and I think this is going to be an overall arcing thing, is Oliver dealing with being a father. And I think that obviously is going to appeal to a lot of people like you, like other parents out there, of how to juggle, you know, responsibility.
And that may be why I like it too, is because he's having to deal with being a parent, being a mayor, being a vigilante, you know, having all this stuff to do, but trying to be a good father. And it's a lot of juggling. So I'm still holding out hope that Batman will show up, even if it's towards the end. They're probably going to do like a Smallville. Hey, Batman's in the last season.
He wasn't even in the damn suit. He only showed the cape.
I know. They didn't even have Batman in that series. Bat embargo and everything.
Well, I'm saying Clark, he was never actually in the suit. They only showed the cape at the end of him flying away. But anyway, I don't know. Supergirl is just it's not even about her. It's about the direction the show is taking. Like, I have no idea where, like, yes, we know Rain is going to be kind of the big bad for the season and all that and everything else, and it's going to be a redeeming story and all. Like, what about Jaxxer and Mala, or hell, even Zod, or come on, like, bring in what's her name? Serena and Bianca from the old, not necessarily those actresses, but bring in those characters from the original 84 movie, is something. Just something other than what it's doing.
I would rather watch, you're going to laugh at this, but the episode with Mark Hamill talking to himself of Justice League Go. Yeah. It's the, you've seen that, right?
What? Which show?
It's Justice League Action.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Justice League Action. I haven't seen all of it, but I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, have you seen the newest one?
You mean the Mark Hamill one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I pointed that out to you.
Oh, I know, I've had four people point it out to me the same day, okay. So I forgot who it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I saw that. I thought that was hilarious of him, all of his various villains, plus him himself there. Yeah, Justice League Action is going to end up being something at some point on GCRN. I don't know what yet, but I do want to eventually get into that, whether it's on Tooncast or somewhere else. Because it's Conroy.
I dig that show.
I think I pointed this out to you.
I dig it with a shovel, man. It's yeah. Great.
Bury it with a shovel.
Not bury it.
I know. I think I pointed this out to you. There's like this interrogation thing clip that they did.
Yep, and it's got Superman.
It's got Superman and Batman, and Batman's like, here, he comes out of, here, have some coffee. It's delicious.
Here, have a donut. It's delicious.
Yeah,
and then he's like, oh, he's God. Showing his teeth.
Yes. He's like, and the coolest thing is Deadshot is voiced by Christian Slater, and he's like, oh, stop doing that. Why are you showing me your teeth?
He's like, yeah. Something's wrong. Something's not right here. I'll talk. Just tell him to get away.
Yeah.
And then they're all like, oh, wow, Superman has blah, 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 and not realizing it's still Batman.
Yeah. It's hilarious. So. Yeah, now that we've been talking about it, I'm thinking Justice League Action might need some coverage on Tooncast after we relaunch next year with the Disney Afternoon. So, yep, that's the plan now.
So... yeah, that about rounds this episode out, though.
Yup.
So, until next time, be sure there's no bats in your belfry.
I love Captain Clown!
You killed Captain Clown!
Get off my garbage scowl!